What's going on, everyone? So, back for a Q&A, and it's just me today. Gemma's currently doing something, so she can't join us. So I'm going to quickly shoot into this one, so it's not a long one. So, the question is doing all the cardiovascular work, you're doing, you know, you're eating in a deficit, you're losing weight, but your body shape's not changing. Or maybe it's changed in terms of you're now just looking skinny, right? You haven't got much muscle tissue, you've lost a lot of muscle in that process, and you haven't necessarily changed your body shape, just dropped a bunch of weight. So some of the most, majority of that weight could actually be water, it could be muscle tissue, could be some bone tissue, or like, so your bone density decreases, and there could be some potential fat loss. Again, remember in this situation that the body, although muscle tissue is very helpful and it can help out in terms of health, and of course it helps out with improving your body shape, it is something that the body is kind of like, well, we don't necessarily need or want, because it is constantly driving up and constantly asking for more energy to keep it there. It's constantly doing work. Where fat tissue, not so much. It's not as active as muscle tissue. It's not constantly demanding energy, right? Because fat tissue is basically the stored energy that the body hasn't used. Now, fat stores have a lot of benefits in terms of it insulates the body, it cushions organs, it can be used as an energy source, and in the process of you being in a deficit, again, depending on the degree of the deficit, you are in one that's very, very deep, the body will, for a certain period of time, use that body fat, but then get to a point where it goes, all right, well, this is key to our survival. And in this case, muscle tissue is not. And it's like, well, let's use you instead of you, because, or let's use muscle instead of fat tissue, because, well, fat tissue can provide us with an energy source that is sustainable, that we can use. It also insulates our body, it cushions our organs, which is all vital. When muscle tissue is constantly driving up a energy demand that is constantly going, well, we want more, we want more, we want more, keep us here, you know, you need to repair us, you need to recover us, keep us, you know. So the body's gonna go, well, hold up, we want balance, which one's easiest for us? Well, muscle tissue, you are not, fat tissue, you're okay, you are. Right, although again, there's other things that you need to look at, right? So that's what can happen when you go too deep in a deficit. Now, when we look at training, if you're doing all the cardiovascular work, you're in a deficit, and that's brilliant, you've lost weight. Now, what can start to happen is you start doing it, doing really well, and then because you are not actually performing weight training, or not performing it to a degree that you're actually causing a stress to the body or a stress to that tissue, the body goes, well, hold up, we don't need you. Why do we need you? You're not really being used, you're not really here doing much. Let's bring you down, let's use you, because you can be used as glucose, which currently right now is depleted, okay, and we need it to be doing certain things. This is why, one, we need protein in our nutrition, okay, and why when certain times when you go into a deeper deficit, we'd push protein up higher, because we know there's a higher chance of it being used as an energy source instead of being used as what it's meant to be doing, such as repairing and recovering cells and tissue that have been damaged throughout the day and through our training. So we go, okay, well, we need you, or well, we don't need you here, okay? Right now, you're being more costly to us than here. So by doing weight training, you cause a stress, you cause a stimulus to that muscle tissue. You cause it to contract, to recruit more fibers, to recruit fibers. So the body goes, well, hold up, you're now doing a lot of work, and you might be doing this continuously. We need to keep you here. We need you to stay around. Also at the same time, to what degree we don't know, but muscle tissue does play a role in elevating people's metabolism. All right, now I don't think it's to the degree that most people say it is, but it does require more energy. So that is another reason. It keeps our metabolism high. It keeps our energy output higher. Okay, so our resting metabolic rate does have that part of it where if we have more muscle tissue, that is a little bit higher. Meaning people with more muscle tissue, they also have bigger cell size for it to push more energy into or more food into that being broken down into their usable forms, glucose, triglycerides, and amino acids. So we have more room for you to be stored. Cool. Right? That means there's less likelihood of you putting on body fat because you have bigger cell size. So you have more storage capacity. So in this instance, if you are losing weight, if you are looking to lose weight, if you are looking to improve your body shape, you do want some form of cardiovascular work in there, especially in terms of health, okay? Because it will improve cardiovascular health, so heart health, lung capacity, our ability to supply oxygen around the body, to decrease stress, okay? Certain ones. We won't go into which ones as of yet, because we will touch on that. We will also burn body fat, okay? We will use fat as a fuel source. All right. For some of them, we will use glucose as a fuel source, but at the same time, mobilize fatty acids out into the bloodstream to be used at a point when we chill out and rest. Again, you don't need to know about that completely at the moment, but that's what happens. All right. Also, at the same time, what can cardiovascular health do? You know, lower blood pressure. Okay. Improve recovery. Again, it depends which one you're doing. You know, recovery should be an important part of the process and all of those sort of things. So now we're focusing on that as well. So cardiovascular work has a lot of benefits that we need to be looking at. Again, will it be higher for certain populations? So yeah, it will do, you know. Will it be a little bit lower for others? Yes, it will do. However, using weight training as a method to drop body fat is definitely achievable and is possibly one of the best ways of doing it, okay? Because your body will use more energy, one, within the session, and two, outside of the session. To what degree, like I said, we don't know outside of the session, but we know if we increase muscle tissue, we're going to actually be recruiting more when we train, which means we drive up energy expenditure, right? We increase that. So that's one thing, that's another thing, right? We also at the same time retain the tissue that gives us the shape that we're looking for when we finish this journey or when we finish that fat loss journey, right? There's another reason. So all of these things, now if we've got more muscle tissue, there's less likelihood that the energy that we bring in is going to go towards fat stores. So cool, energy goes more towards muscle tissue increases in size, and fat cells, they don't disappear, but they decrease in size because they are not being used as much anymore. They're not as needed anymore. Right, so that's the importance. When we train, you know, doing all the cardiovascular work and everything along those lines is very, very, very important. However, if we are in a deficit, we do need to be putting our body into a position where we are stimulating muscle fibers. We are stimulating muscle tissue, we are causing it to break down for us to then go away and recover and repair it. We need to be causing those sort of things to tell the body that this is a very, very, very vital tissue that we need, because if we're not using it, then the body's going to go, well, sod it, we don't need you, you're causing more problems than we really need you to be doing. However, if we stimulate it and we cause that muscle tissue to be doing a job, the body's going to go, well, you're doing a job, we need you here. We need you here, and if you're not here, then we can't do certain things, okay? Or do certain things to the best of our ability, and we're going to be weak at them, and when we do them, then it's going to be harder for us, all right? So, if you're losing weight, and you're not improving your body shape, okay, but you've lost a ton of weight, look at what you're doing in your training. Is it just cardiovascular work? If it is, all right, start to bring in and implement more weight training. What I would say here is minimum of 3 times a week, okay, because that gives the muscles an adequate amount of stimulus throughout the week to, one, okay, you've been stimulated, you've been stressed, okay, we go away and recover, we do it again, we come back and recover, we do it again, we come back and recover, we go again the next week. Okay, so it gives it the body enough time to be stimulated, stressed, for us to then go away and do the jobs of recovery and repair, and then we go from there. Again, as you become more advanced, you're going to need to add more days, like 4 days, okay? Because now the body's better at recovering, so it's like, well, we can go again. Let's do this again, and let's do this again, and then you're going to start breaking it down into different sections. So you might instead now do full body, you might do upper body one day, lower body the other day, right? So you've now broken it off into two ways. The reason you might do that now is because you can drive more direct stress to the body, because that tissue is now, its ability to take that and to take that stress is better, because guess what, the body is adapted to it, adapted to that response, and it's got stronger and stronger and stronger. And the only way to build it further is by putting more stress onto it, meaning now we need to go from doing a full body where we won't apply as much, but it's enough to get you going, so now we need to split those 2 days off and go, okay, we need 1 day to look like this and 1 day to look like this. Now, does that mean that you do a body part each day? No, because recovery only takes up to a maximum of 72 hours, 3 days. That means when that muscle is recovered and repaired, it's time to go again. It can do it again. So again, the way you would split your program up is different. I've gone way off on one now, okay? But the basic principles, if you are looking to improve your body shape, if you are looking to drop body fat, then give the body a reason to hold muscle tissue. Because if you don't, and you just simply do stuff that is going to just increase expenditure, but not actually create an environment where we are breaking muscle tissue down for us to then go and repair it, then all you're going to end up doing and having is a body that, yes, you've lost a lot of weight, but you don't look the way you want it to look. So, main takeaways from here is make sure you're incorporating weight training into it. Make sure you are providing the body with a stress, or you're providing the muscle tissues with a stress that it needs to adapt to. And you will ultimately keep and retain muscle tissue. Again, nutrition is a big part in it as well, and what you do nutritionally, but we won't touch on that today. But make sure that you have strength training or weight training or resistance training. They're all the same. Resistance training within your program, because that's ultimately what is going to help you have the body shape that you want further down the line. All right. So I hope that helped. I know Demo's not here, and I know you've just had to hear me rant on. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed. I hope you took something away from this. And I'm out. Peace.